The tour in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Tzadik brings B'Shem Rav Haigoin that the Tam that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos that the Haftarah is Melchemes Gog U'Magog is because Mekubal that B'Sukkos Melchemes Gog U'Magog will be on Sukkos. Also interesting, I saw brought B'Shem De Kisvei Arizal that Mechias HaMolek, the ultimate Mechias HaMolek, will be on Sukkos. Like to perhaps get some Havana as to what the kesher is between Sukkos on the one hand and Melchemes Gog U'Magog and Mechias HaMolek on the other hand. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omer Aleph. Chazal learned from the fact that the Torah, the Smichas HaPesukim of the Pasuk of Elohei Maseich Elois Asaloch to the Pasuk of Eschag HaMatzis Tishmor, Chazal darshan derem sochim, the hamavazes hamoyadois ki ilu evin avidazar. Hamavazes hamoyadois ki ilu evin avidazar. So also in the Teres Kayanim, similarly, in the Teres Kayanim in Parshas Emor, Chazal darshan from the fact that Shabbos is mentioned within the Parsha of the Mayadim, Chazal darshan hamakayim is hamoyadois mal olav akosov ki ilu kiyim hashabosas, and someone who's mevatel the mayadois is ki ilu mevatel hashabosas. See this kesher between Yom Tovim, Shabbosos, Avodah Zarah. I'd like to get some sort of a havana what the mashmos is klapenu of the zinyon. Now that's poshut that the kedushas haShabbos of Shabbos Chol HaMoed is be'etzem a different sug kedushas, a different Shabbos in a sense than it is during the year. The Nusach of the Chedush HaRim I saw, the Nusach of the Chedush HaRim is that Shabbos habo miyontef lo yitzorech lehis oirer. Shehayontef hu hama'oirer ve'oisen mokum l'Shabbos. Normally, a person's hachana for Shabbos is that he has to be during the Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa oise hachana, oise mokum l'Shabbos. If Shabbos is coming mitoich ayontif, in other words, Shabbos is coming from Chol HaMoed, not from Yemei Chol, so you don't have to make a mokum l'Shabbos. It's already made because hayontif hu hama oirer ve'oise mokum l'Shabbos. I'd like to understand a bit on our level what that could possibly mean. Another nusach that the Chedush HaRim said is that Shabbos zed dechol HaMoed hu Shabbos godol. It's a bigger Shabbos. Shekol Shabbos nishave miyimei hachol, v'Shabbos zeh dechol hamoyed nishave miyimei hayomtev. Also, this idea that this Shabbos, because it's coming mitoich deyomtev, it's a gehoyben Shabbos. It's a bigger Shabbos than a regular Shabbos. I'd like to try and get some time of mashmos in what that possibly means. Now that chilik, the chilik is yodua, the chilik between Shabbos and yomtev. Right, as the Gemara Pesachim discusses in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. On Shabbos, the bracha we make on Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The bracha that we make on Shalosh Regalim is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Puts Yisrael in beforehand. The reason being that Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Kedusha Shabbos is Mitzad the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom created a world, maybe Shavas. Kedushas HaShabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. The mensch isn't making Kedushas HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kedushas HaShabbos. So then the bracha is Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Eivishter was Mekadesh the Shabbos. By Yontif, Sachoidesh HaZelochem, that Klal Yisrael, Al Yidei Kedush HaChoidesh, Atem Afilu Mutim, Afilu Shoigigim, even if they Mekadesh the wrong day. Right? But the Yontif is Cheshbin Dal Pizeh, and the Kedushas Yontif is created al Yidei Yisrael. Mamela, the bracha, Chazal say, is Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanet. That it's that Kedusha vested in Klal Yisrael that they can create the Zmanim. They can create the Kedusha of the Zmanim. So that's a basic distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. And I'd like to understand that a bit further. Kedusha Shabbos, as we said, is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Etzem Shabbos is referred to a Matana Toiva, Sheesh La HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bebeis Gnozai. Something that Eibishter has up in know, treasure stored with Beis Gnozei. Beis Gnozei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem a makom to which we have no entry, to which we have no hasaga. In our gashmiyistical level, in this world, we have no gisha. We have no way to get to that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that matana. What does that mean? That come Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, with the Neshama Yisera, the possibility to have hasogais and to be oile to darkness that are beyond the physical limitations of this world, and to become this chaber to hasogas that are higher than that, that are really the Beis Gnozov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens on Shabbos. How does a person get to that on Shabbos? How does a person get to that on Shabbos? Avada mitzad sheni, a person does do something on Shabbos, right? We say in the Zmiras on Shabbos, called Mekadesh Shabbos Geroyle. What do you mean Mekadesh Shabbos? Shabbos is Kviyash Mekayma, the Mekadesh HaShabbos and the Rebbeinu Shalom. What are we saying Mekadesh HaShabbos? There it says, Ad Kama, what Hasoga do you get? Kefi what? Do you get the Hasoga in the Rebbeinu Shalom and the Dveikis in the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is in Bebeis Genozov? Kefi the hachonas that you make, the Yemei Sachoil, kefi what you prepare yourself in the Yemei Sachoil for Shabbos, al yidei being mekadesh your maisim, al yidei with the hachonas for Shabbos, the fi your hachonas proportional to that. That's the hasogas that you will get in the milas of Shabbos that transcend our level, that are the basic knows of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Hemshech of that Zmiras, right? Schorei harbei ma'oid al pi fa'olei. The schorei harbei ma'oid, the schar of Shabbos is the hidovkus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the hasogas, which are hasogas beyond those that the physical limitations of a person may limit him to. That you get al pi fa'olei. But be'etzem, the kedushas haShabbos, is what a person is getting in Shabbos is a shaychus to something beyond here. That's the kesher. Through the Shabbos that you're being shavus here, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam elevates you and connects you to a higher place where you have bigger hasogas. That's the neshama yaseira, that you're masig bigger hasogas that you can normally not be masig lefi the level of the Olam HaGashmi that you have during the Yimei HaMaisa. That's Shabbos. When will the Olam HaGashmi become bottled totally, and then we will be totally in that world? That's B'yom Shekula Shabbos, that's Losid Lava. That's Losid Lava. That's the Yisoid of Shabbos. Lu'um Hazeh, the Kedusha of Yontif, is totally man, the person makes. About the Eibishter gave the person to do that. A person couldn't do that himself. But the Eibishter, that the person makes, not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It says, for example, how does that happen? In that smichas apsukim that we discussed earlier, it says Elihei Masecha Loisaselach on the one hand, and then it's similar that to the parsha of Mayadim. So Elihei Masecha is the Ratzon Beetzim. The Olam Hatachta is just as much Ratzon Hashem, and it's Melei Chol Haaretz Kvoidei just as much as the Olam Elyon. Just as a Mosach. There's something blocking it. That's this Lashon Masecha, the mask, because it's blocking, it's masked. Elohei Masecha lo yisaseloch. Don't fall prey to the mask of the world. That's Soymechet. How do you not fall prey? That's the parsha of the Mayadim. The Kedushas HaMayadim, the Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh the Mayad, is Klal Yisrael is Megala the Rotzen Hashem, Klal Yisrael is Megala the Hanhoga of this world, of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world. And that comes from the Kedushas, that's the Kedushas Yontif that a mensch makes. Al Yidei that, the entire Efsharus and the Keiches of Ra against us is because of this Masecha, Ad Kama, that a person is successful in seeing through the Masecha, so then you can be Menatzeach over the Yetzer Hara, you can be Menatzeach over the Ra. That's the Avoida of Yontif. Now, we can already understand the Chazal. Hamavazas Hamayadais is kilu oivin avedazor. What does that mean? The tachlis of the Mayadais is to be megalad that is kvod Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem and the Bria. What's the mavazas Hamayadais? The mavazas Hamayadais is not bad. I'm saying there's no Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's saying there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but where in the Olam HaElyon? to be, it's not merely, you're making a real metzias out of the masecha of this world. This world, Rabbeinu Shalala, Rachmanu Letzlan, has no kesher to. That's what's implicit in the mevazes ha-mayadais. That's why a mevazes ha-mayadais is kilu evad avodah zara. Because you're saying that this world is not in the control, under the control of the Rabbeinu Shalala. He's limited to there. The shomer ha-mayadais is saying that the Rabbeinu Shalala, it's all about covered of the Rabbeinu Shalala. That's why the other chazal, that ha-mekayim ha-mayadais is ha-mekayim ha-shabbos. What's ha-mekayim ha-shabbos? It's a mokum of ein oid milvadai, where there's nothing more than the Rabbeinu Shalala. And the ha-mekayim ha-mayadais is showing that the nothing more except for the Rabbeinu Shalala extends to Olam Hazeh just as much as it is to the Olam Ha'Elyon. So that's like Mekayim Shabbos. That somebody is Mevatel Moyadis is being Pegeya. Now that's even a bigger thing, because Shabbos is like we said, that adheres, that has something to do with a higher level. Right? The Yemei HaMaisa have a Shaychus to being, to what the person does during those times makes the person Zeichet that the Hebrishter Lefifa Oloi will be mechaber him. A person can be mechaber to a higher place. I did in the show you say around Shabbos. Now to say that, that's mechayev min hahechrich to say that the Rabbeinu Shalalim is shaylit on this world also, and this world is Ratzon Hashem. Because how else al yedei doing the proper hachanas for Shabbos in the Yemei HaMaisa, how else does that give you the key? Does that give you the ability to be this chaber and to go to base nozel shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh, this is also the Rabbeinu Shalala. Memeila ad kama that somebody is mevazes ha-mayadis, and somebody says that the Rabbeinu Shalala has no shaychas to hear. If he says the Rabbeinu Shalala has no shaychas to hear, so that's memeila kfir in Shabbos also, because you are kaifer in any musig of this Kedusha Shabbos, you can't have any shaychas to it. It can't be. If there's no, you can't have a Shabbos if you can't have the stepping stone to Shabbos. If Olam Hazeh is ke'ilu a proizdar to something more, so if that proizdar is not run by the person who's running to something more, so then the proizdar is not a proizdar at all. So we have all these chazals that are mekayim the shabbos ha-mayadais is kilu evad avodah zarah, mekayim the mayadais is mekayim is ha-shabbos. That's how you can get the hasogas of Shabbos, is only if you believe in the if the emuna is that there is a Hebrishter in this world. and mevatel is ha-shabbos is mevatel, and mevatel ha-mayadim is like mevatel is ha-shabbos. Now let's get to the combination of Shabbos and Yom Tov. All the time, stam and Shabbos during the week, during the year. So then it's mimayis achayil. So what you have to do is you have to, al yedei your hanhoga and your hachanos for Shabbos, you have to bepayil, what does that mean, the tchusharim, you make a mokum l'Shabbos. A mokum l'Shabbos means you have to make this world, you have to make this world through your Olam HaMaisa, conducting yourselves in your business and in everything you do, conducting yourselves in a way to make this world give a makom over here where there's a victory over Ra, where there's a clean place, and a mele can be nitvas this chibur to Shabbos to the Rabbeinu Shalala, to the Beis Nozel of the Rabbeinu Shalala. That's what you have to do. That's all during the year. But on Mayed, you have the Kedushas HaMayed already. The Shabbos is coming mikayach HaKedushas HaMayed. What's the Kedushas HaMayed? The Kedushas HaMayed, the iris of the Mayed are that Kvaydei Malei Olam, the iris of the Kedushas Yontif, of the Kedushas Yontif are that everything is Ratzon Hashem. That it's Ratzon Hashem. It's Mekadesh. It's Mekadesh over here in this world. You've taken off the Masecha, and you've shown what the world really is. So by doing that, the Kedushas Yom Tov and the Iris of Yom Tov already did for the Mensch what normally is totally on Lefi Maisov, on Lefi Alpi Po'oloi, what you do during the week. Over here, the Mokum to be Zeichet HaShabbos is the Etzem Kedusha of Yom Tov, which is here, which is a kedusha in this worldly kedusha of the bria, the mensch, the Eibishter gave the mensch, the koyach to make kedusha in this world. If there's kedusha in this world, it's already kedusha means not ra, a victory against ra, then it's ramel in this chab. So al yedei de kedushas yomtiv, if you have this makom for Shabbos that normally you have to do, al pi maisa. That normally you have to do. Al pi maisa. That and that's also the other nosach of the kedusha arim, that it's a higher level. It's not just a different way. There's a two routes to get to the same place. Because what's the taich? When a person does it al yidei his hachanas for Shabbos, so you're fighting against the yetzer hara and you've created a route to get there. You've paved a route, carved out a way to get there. So that you've done. So you're nischaber to Rabbi Nishlam. As much as you've carved out, that's how much you're going to get there. That's how much you're going to get there. Yontef Be'etzem comes to show that everything's Rabbi Nishlam. Yontef Be'etzem is Megal, makes the, this is a makam for Kedusha, just like Lamala is a makam for Kedusha. Just as the Masecha, Yontef is, takes off the Masecha. This is a makam for Kedusha, like everything else is a makam for Kedusha. Memela, at comment that it's a makam for Kedusha, Yer Zeiche. Now, what Yer Zeiche? The Chibur that you are Zeiche to is a much higher level here. Is a much higher level over here because it was Megalab. The Mayat is that everything's Rasa Hashem. It's Kedusha. This worldly Kedusha. If there's this worldly Kedusha, so then this Kedusha could be Mischaber Lamala and Yer Zeiche on Shabbos to a place in Beis Gnozov which you can normally on a regular Shabbos not be zeichet to. That's the Hisalus, that's the Maile, Shabbos Godel, the Dish, Godel Shabbos Cholameyed Mishar Shabbos, like the Chedushi Harim says. Now, Imam Shechet one. So what's Shabbos? So what's the combination here of the two things? If it would have been Mitzad Kedusha Shabbos alone and no Kedusha Samayed, so then you could only attain the level of Kedusha Lemala, the level of a Hasoga in a place where there's no rabbi, the Rabbeinu Shleil, matkama that you make the Hachonis for Shabbos, and it's la pipa olam. Masha Einkein, if it's Shabbos that's coming, mitech Kodesh. If it's Shabbos, mitech Kodesh. What is Kodesh? What does Kedusha Yontov do? He makes a Kedusha in this world. This world is already Kodesh Be'etzim. If this world is Kodesh Be'etzim, so true, als the Kedusha Yontov alone, that's a this worldly kedusha. That doesn't give you the possibility to be mischaber beyond this world. But where you made this world roi to be mischaber to the olam ha'elyon, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mechaber it with the chesed of Shabbos and gives you the hasoga to the dargas of Shabbos. But that darga of Shabbos to which you are zeich is higher than the regular darga. Is higher than the regular darga because it's coming off of a yontif, it's coming off of a kedusha. It's coming off of a Kedusha. Now, if this is true on Pesach, which it is, but Alachas Kama V'Kama is true on Sukkot. Sukkot is even more. Sukkot, as we know, is the Gemara of the Shalosh Regalim. Sukkot is the Miyuchad, the Zman Sivchaseinu, which comes from the Shleimus, from a Gemara. So what does that mean in the context of Yom Tovim? In the context of Yom Tovim being Megala, taking off the Masecha of the world. So there are Kanira Dargas in that. Pesach takes off a level of it. Shavuos takes off a level of it. The one that's Mishtayach to the complete removal of the Masecha, the Shleimus HaInyan, that's Bedavka Sukkos. That's Bedavka Sukkos. Al Derech Avodah, it's a series of Mayadim where you're meant to grow from stage 1 to stage 2 to stage 3. So you get to Sukkot. Sukkot is the Shleimus of that, the Zman Simchaseinu of that, and Be'etzim Shmini Atzeres is even a step beyond that, but that's not true. So Sukkot, so what's Miyuchad about Sukkot and Memeila about Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkot? Sukkot, the Kedusha of Sukkot is a Kedusha of a total bittel of Ra. A total Nitzachon over Ra. I've taken off the mask. The mask is there, but the mask no longer blinds me in any way, shape, or form from seeing that everything here is Ratzon Hashem. That's the kiyum of this world. That's, there's Ra. But I see that that's not the rotten. Everything is rotten Hashem. This the Maseicha, that's just, it looks like that. It's nothing. But the Matthias is that it does look like that, and there is such a thing. However, when you get to that Midah of Shleimus, that Sukkis, when you get to that Midah of Shleimus, where you totally see everything clearly, there's no Maseicha, then Al Yedei Shabbos, it's a total chibur to the Shabbos Shel Mala on the Olam HaElyon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a total chibur to the Beis Genozov. So then you have an achiza through this chibur. You are roi to have an achiza lemala to a makom where there's no metzias of ra. If you have totally been mevatel ra in this world, Al Yedei the chibur of Shabbos that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam connects you to a higher hasaga, that higher hanhoga, that higher hasaga that you're mischaber to is one where there's no makom. There's no makom for ra b'chlal, which brings us to the Shaykhs of Mechias HaMolek and Melchemes Gog u'Magog, particularly to Sukkos, and I would add particularly to Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akisei Sholem, Ad Sheyimach Shmoy Shel HaMolek. HaMolek is built into the Metzius of Ra in the world. The Bittel of HaMolek is, the Bittel of HaMolek has a shaykhis with taking us to a place where there's no metzias of ra. That's what the Bittul of Amalek is. Where do you have a chibur to a higher level of existence, to a higher olam where there's no chibur of ra? That's dafka on Sukkos and dafka on Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkos. Because on Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkos, where the Kedusha of Sukkos is the Kedusha, the Shleimus of the Nitzachon, of the taking off of the Maseicha. Al Yedei that Shleimus, you're roi to be nischaber to the Olam above our Hasaga, where the, of the Shleimus, where there's no Mokum for Ra. No Mokum, what if you are now Nizdabek in a Mokum where there's no Mokum for Ra, there's the Bittul of Amalek. If you're misdabek in a mokum where there's no mokum for Ra, Milchemes Gog u'Magog is the ultimate milchama where Ra finishes itself, Ra burns itself out in Milchemes Gog u'Magog. When is the time for that? When will that be? The ultimate bittel of Ra? The ultimate bittel of Ra is on Sukkos. That's the Divrei Arizal, that the Milchemes that Amalek will be eradicated on Sukkos, totally eradicated on Sukkos. That's what the Torah brings B'Shem Rav Haigoyin, that on Sukkos is going to be Milchemes Gog u'Magog. Because on Sukkos is the yontif of the total bittel of Ra. I add to the haftar on Shabbos b'miyuchim, because here in this world there was a mitzvah, it's just you fought against it, you emerged victorious against Ra. What your nizdabek al yidei the kedusha of Shabbos and Shabbos chalamayim is to a mokum where there's no achiza of Ra b'chlal. That's the level to which person in the Shomer can get, and the Hasogas that you can get into such a world on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and that's miyuchid to Shabbos Chol HaMoed over any other Shabbos of the year. And I just added that it's miyuchid to Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos even more than Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Pesach. Kitzer, it's a Halakha Shabbos that we're about to go into. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the koyach to be mizbeinein and understand the meaning and the chshivas of the Shabbos, and the dargas to which, with the proper avoda, we could be masig, and we should be zeiche to bechlal the birkas hamayadim and the birkas haShabbos, that we should become this ale, and totally get rid of the maseicha. There should be no elohei maseicha, whether they're in the guise of the gashmias or whether in the guise of different hasogas hazaras. That should be totally focused on the ratzon Hashem. Totally focused on Torah mitzvahs, being dovek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and being zeicher to the Eir of Mashiach.